This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07, time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Confine, Irving, and Fillmore. By Midwest Basement Technologies, call 618-372-7077. And by the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. Here are the guys. It's Terry Tote and Tim Mize.
All right, Tobinat, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday as the ice is starting to subside a little bit across the listening area. But boy, Terry, did it wreak havoc last night on a lot of high school basketball.
Indeed, it did, right around our immediate listening area. Although some games did get played last night. It is. And I'm sure that when these games got over with last night, it was extremely hazardous getting home. So hopefully. No one was injured. Nobody got hurt. We did have a few games played, but the two teams, or the two tournaments that we kind of keep an eye on here in Mid-Illinois, the Macoupin County Tournament and the Litchfield Invitational Tournament, both of those tournaments were shut down yesterday. The Litchfield Tournament will wrap up in its entirety today, and the Macoupin County Tournament will have to be extended to Wednesday night to conclude. So
that's right. The girls Macoupin County Tournament will conclude today. We will have live coverage from Mount Olive High School coming up at noon right here on WSMI FM 106. So we will have the fifth place girls game, the third place girls game, and the girls championship game, and then sprinkled in some boys, the final two boys pool play games.
Yeah, the girls fifth place game has Staunton and Carlinville playing at noon. The girls third place game at 3, Southwestern Gillespie, and then North Mac Bunker Hill at 6:30. At 1:30 and 4:30, the boys pool play games, North Mac Carlinville at 1:30 and Staunton Southwestern at 4:30. So,
and the Staunton Southwestern game, that is a true semifinal in the first year of pool play for the boys tournament. The winner between the Dogs and the Birds will play Bunker Hill for the boys championship on Wednesday night.
And Bunker Hill earned the right into the championship game on Monday night.
Right. And now they'll be off in the tournament until Wednesday night. They'll get a regular season game sprinkled in against North Mac on Tuesday. We'll have that for you live right here on FM 106 Tuesday night. So Mother Nature has certainly wreaked some havoc here on the tournament. So it's going to certainly have a different feel, because it was shaping up to where you think, boy, Bunker Hill is going to have a big crowd advantage with the girls and the boys both playing for the championship back-to-back time slots. That will not be the case now.
That will not be the case. Five games today, and there'll be three games to wrap up the tournament on Wednesday at 5, the fifth-place boys game, followed by the third-place game at 6:30 and the championship game at 8. So we'll have more coverage on Wednesday night with that Macoupin County tournament. So.
That's right. For all you people who think, I could run a tournament.
You know, Terry Marietta's biggest challenge probably was finding officials.
I would think so.
Now, fortunately, five of the six games, whether it's boys or girls, are still intact. So that's not too bad. But probably the three games on Wednesday night, you might have been a challenge to find some officials. I don't know. We'll see Terry today and talk to him.
I'd get him on the
phone
if you want.
So
I can get him on the phone
if you
want.
We'll see him all afternoon, Toby.
Okay.
And tonight. So he's probably pretty busy right now, because he's preparing the hospitality room for us.
Mount Olive is supposed to be in.
I'm sorry.
That's true, though.
Yeah, that's true. Mount Olive was supposed to be in Hillsboro last night for a wrestling match, and they, I guess they went so far, and they said, you know what? No.
You know, there's a lot of teams that actually got out on the road and said, you know, this is not worth it, and that's probably, you know, a good decision.
Well, what did you say earlier, Terry? Last night, the Paina boys got all the way to Witt.
Yeah, and had to turn around and go back home. So now the Litchfield Invitational Tournament is going to wrap up today. The winner bracket semifinals at 11:30 and 1, with Marquette Roxana at 11:30, Paina versus Metro East at 1. Losers will play at 6 for third place. Winners will play a second game at 7:30 for the championship tonight. In between, Greenville takes on Civic Memorial at 2:30. Columbia takes on Lebanon at 4. All those games at Simmons. Meanwhile, at Panther Gym at 1, East Alton Wood River takes on Hillsboro, and Nokomis plays Litchfield at 2:30. And that wraps up the Litchfield tournament today. So,
been an interesting week over there.
Oh, yeah.
At Litchfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You talk about it. And I guess coaches knew what they were doing when they were seeding, because the top four teams there are in the final four. And we knew this was going to be an absolutely loaded tournament. And it has been. And it's going to be a pretty interesting day of basketball at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament as well. So, Interesting, yeah, interesting to see how the two games in a day will play out. I mean, both all schools are going to have to do it in that winner's bracket. So
kind of got that old state tournament feel to it, like it did on that Saturday. If you advance out of the quarters, where you'd play the semis and then the championship and/or third place game. So endurance will certainly be a factor. But like you said, it's going to be equal for all the teams. But that's where conditioning, depth, those types of things come into play. They usually come into play in tournaments anyway, but when you start playing two games in one day, there's no doubt those will be big factors.
Well, and most every holiday tournament somewhere along the way probably have, you know, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them have a situation where, if it's, especially if it's pool play, you play two games in a day. And so that's not unusual.
Right, and you remember this year, the Litchfield Invitational had the Thursday off because of the meeting. So they have actually had Thursday and Friday off. I wonder, I don't know which would you think would be harder on the body. Play four games in 4 days like you do at, say, the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, or play two games on the same day after having 2 days off. I don't know which would be more taxing. You know, if you play in the morning, have, you know, 5 or 6 hours off and come back and play, is that any more taxing than if you played 4 days in a row? I don't know.
Being an extremely lazy person like me, I don't know. I have nothing to draw upon as far as experience about that.
Me either.
I got no game there, so I'm sorry.
I guess we'll all find out as we go. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, you know, you get into like summer leagues, I mean, you'll play three games.
Sure. But a lot of times those games are running clocks.
Right.
And a little bit different situation there, where the games tend to fly a little bit quicker. The number of fouls may not be as high as you get during, you know, regular season IHSA type games. So I don't know. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah.
At least they're going to get the tournament in.
That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Tim, without. Certainly at the Litchfield tournament, the corporate help from the community, that goes a big way. And of course, Macoupin County, being the second oldest tournament in the state of Illinois, also has a lot of help as well. And they're always great hosts. So, congratulations on running a nice tournament. So,
absolutely. So depth will be a factor in the Litchfield Invitational today, and depth wound up being a factor for the Litchfield Lady Purple Panthers last week when they were at Pena. They encountered a lot of foul trouble in that game at Pena, but when you can play 9-10 girls, Litchfield was able to overcome that and picked up a big win, Terry. I think it's safe to say their biggest win, most important win of the season to date.
Absolutely. And historically speaking, I don't know, that might have been Litchfield's first win against Pena in the South Central Conference. I'm not sure. I don't have the records or the details about that. But, boy, I'm just trying to think back all these years and, you know, there might have been a game in there someplace, but boy, it's probably been a while, and that was a good win for Litchfield. They are, you know, maybe we'll get a chance to talk with Bob, Coach Allen, here in a little bit, but it certainly seems to me Litchfield is kind of peaking at the right time here. They seem to be getting where they want to be at the right time of year. Of course, with all the weather situation, I suppose the IHSA posted the pairings last night. Haven't had a chance to look at them yet this morning. We'll wait till next Saturday to talk about that as far as who's playing where. But I can tell you that Litchfield was a top seed at the North Mac Regional. Hillsborough is number two. So those two will probably get a first-round bye.
Hopefully the IHSA website acted better with the ice last night than it did on a football pairing night, the road to Champaign, when the whole thing crashed right as the pairings were coming out.
The road to the toilet.
That's right.
In the toilet.
It was a long road that night.
Oh, my goodness. That was
a one-way street.
Oh, that was quite the debacle.
It really was.
And it's every year.
Never changes.
It never changes. It never changes. I don't get it. I don't get it. So
we will have live coverage coming up from the 2012 Macoupin County Basketball Tournament at noon today, live right here on WSMI FM 106, and of course streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. All cancellations into our studios also at WSMIRadio.com.
There are three other girls' tournaments that will either wrap up or start today. Wrapping up will be the Highland Tournament and the Sangamon County Classic at Auburn. At Highland today, the championship game has Edwardsville and Nashville at 2:30.
Ooh.
Boy, will that be a slugfest. The third-place game has Central, Bree Central against Modern Day at 1. The fifth-place game at 11:30, Cowden Herrick against Totopolis. And then Highland takes on Belleville Althoff in the Consolation Championship at 10. Any one of those eight teams, a terrific team. The Sangamon County Classic wraps up this afternoon and tonight. Seventh-place game at 2:30, Pawnee against Tri-City. Lutheran against Riverton at 4. Auburn Pleasant Plains at 5:30 in the title against Williamsville and Calvary. And the Carrollton tournament gets underway today at Carrollton High School. At least, last I know,
in theory,
it's underway. Marquette will play Civic Memorial this morning. Greenfield Northwestern takes on Jerseyville at 2, and then Metro East Lutheran takes on Pena at 3:30. An interesting matchup in the opening round here, West Central against Quincy Notre Dame.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing, you get these tournaments.
That's a brutal tournament.
Oh,
there.
Really is. You wind up with some pretty intriguing matchups in all these different tournaments. Edwardsville against
Nashville.
That is interesting.
Well, you talk about, you know, two traditions of basketball, both boys and girls, Edwardsville and Nashville.
Well, the neat thing about Edwardsville is, of course, they're 4A.
Mm-hmm.
State ranked at 4A. Yeah. Nashville, I believe, 2A.
2A, yeah.
So, I mean, that's an interesting dynamic that Edwardsville gets when they get into these tournaments. They played Nokomis earlier in that tournament. So for Edwardsville, I mean, they really branched themselves out and get a variety of different competition.
And when Edwardsville went to that tournament, there was some talk like, well, they're going to win it every year. But, you know, you want the best teams there.
Right.
Well, I don't have a problem with having good teams at a tournament, an invitational tournament like Highland has, because they have the tradition of having, making it a small state tournament.
If you're running the Highland tournament and Edwards says we want to play, and you say, I don't think so. You should have your head examined.
Yes, I agree. I mean, why wouldn't you invite these guys?
Right.
I mean, these gals. So, because it's going to improve your tournament. So,
no doubt about it.
Improve the gate.
And Edwardsville's got one of the best players in the whole state.
Ooh. Yes.
Only a junior.
Yes.
Can't remember the young lady's name, but saw a little write-up on her in the paper a couple weeks ago, and
there you
she's the real deal.
Yeah, yeah. There's, you know, as always, we say the quality of the athlete, the female athletes, continue to improve as this basketball kind of settles into a tradition kind of like boys basketball. So, you know, that's great. That's kind of neat to see, so.
We need a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to hopefully catch up with the head coach of the Bunker Hill Minute Maids, Tim Melantine. We will do that following this.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is your home moving without you? You don't need a realtor. You need the foundation repair experts at Midwest Basement Technologies. Serving Central Illinois for over 30 years, correcting bowed or cracked walls, settlement problems, or wet and leaky basements and crawl spaces. If you live in Central or Southern Illinois, they service you. Call 1-800-848-9805 for your local service tech, or visit them on the web at MidwestBasementTech.com. For money saving coupons, that's MidwestBasementTech.com. Remember, foundation problems won't go away. Protect your investment.
And at 9:20, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Mostly cloudy for today. We'll have a high of around 30. Mostly cloudy skies continuing on through tonight. We'll have a low tonight of around 25. Now, the temperatures will steadily rise after midnight. And then for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. Expect highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. Right now at 9:20, we have a temperature reading of 22 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky.
Take advantage of cool winter savings while the deals are hot from Madison Communications. Now, for a limited time, when you add or upgrade a new Madison service, you'll receive free installation, free activation, and free equipment. Get those home entertainment services to start the new year off right by calling Madison Communications at 1-800-422-4848. There's only one place to go for appliances. That's your Sears in the Litchfield Shopping Plaza. Today only, save on all Kenmore appliances. Plus, take an additional 5% off all of the top appliance brands, including Kenmore, when you use your Sears card. And if you find a lower price, Sears will match that price, plus give you an extra 10% off the difference. Plus, take an additional 10% off almost everything in the store during their store-wide savings event. Today only. Offers valid through January 21st. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Fan Sears on Facebook and get special Facebook Friday deals. Tally Broadcasting is receiving applications for a position as an outside salesperson. Persons interested should email their applications to Hayward Tally at Hayward@WSMIRadio.com. Again, persons interested should email their application to HAYWARD@WSMIRadio.com. Tally Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
And before we send it back off to Sports Saturday, quick cancellation notes for today. 4-H officers training at Lincoln Land Community College canceled for today. The Witt Library is closed. The Bunnell Memorial Park sign dedication for this morning has been canceled as well. Simply Me in Litchfield is closed for today. The Elizabeth Ann Seton fundraiser at the Litchfield Community Center has been called off for today. The Hillsborough Cub Scouts Pinewood Derby scheduled for today has been canceled. That will be rescheduled for next Saturday. Junior League bowling at Nicely's Bowl in Hillsboro has been canceled for today, and the Oconee Fish Fry for tonight has been canceled as well. Other cancellations, the Hillsboro United Methodist Church's Mama and Me Spa Day has been canceled as well. And of course, we'll have all the cancellation information on our website at WSMIRadio.com. And at 9:23, let's continue on with more Sports Saturday for you on this Saturday morning. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Terry Tote.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Tobinot. This is called live radio. Tim Mize is right now. Turn down your microphone there, Tim.
Yes.
He's looking for a coach is what he's doing. Don't forget our coverage of the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament begins at high noon on WSMI FM 106. We will have the five games on the docket today. The final three girls games of the tournament plus the two boys pool final games of the pool play, and that starts right ahead of noon today on FM 106. Get hold of Coach?
Not exactly.
Okay.
He might be calling us back.
He might be calling.
He's at work. Okay. Hopefully I didn't just get him fired.
You know, if it wasn't because of our jobs, we could do what we wanted.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that amazing?
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Well, with our job, we basically do get
well,
to do
that's,
what we
well, you know, yeah, that's right.
That's what I would say to people. How do you like working at WSMI? Beats working for a living.
That's right. Absolutely.
You know?
It does. It does indeed. So, by the way, Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow. The Illini host Wisconsin 12:30 as they try to rebound from that, dare I say, butt-ugly game at Penn State.
For whatever reason, they just have trouble at Penn State. I think I heard Brian Barnhart say after the game was over the other night that I believe the last six times they've gone in there, they've lost all of them by 2 points or less.
Yeah. And many of them with a shot to win it.
Right. Yeah, they've lost so many games at the buzzer
over
there. It's very odd. It's one of those oddities of college basketball. But I did not understand the end of that game. You're down by two. Myers Leonard's already fouled out. So you put the ball in the hands of Sam Maniscalco, who hasn't played for like 10 or 14 days because he's hurt.
Right.
So you put the ball in his hands to drive to the rim to tie the game. I think you got to go for the win in that situation with either Paul or Richardson shooting a three. And if you want to attack the rim, in my opinion, you got to give the ball to Bertrand.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's been unstoppable. He's mastered that little seven-foot shot, if not getting all the way to the rim with elevation. So to block his shot is hard. How you send the smallest guy on the floor into the lane with the game on the line is beyond me. I don't get it.
Could the train of thought have been, well, the second choice would be Maniscalco driving the lane, trying to draw the foul? Get the bucket and draw the foul. I don't know.
Perhaps.
I don't think that's a very good strategy, personally, but maybe that's what it was. And maybe that's all the defense gave them. I don't know. It seemed to me like...
I found it very curious. I mean, that's his first game back in a long time, and you put the ball in his hands at the end of the game. I mean...
And he's going in amongst the tall timbers.
He got off to a nice start. He really did. But Illinois was playing good basketball when he was hurt. You know, they beat Ohio State without him, and... This is going to sound cruel, perhaps, but there's a reason he was at a smaller D1 school to start. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's at Illinois now and got off to a good start, I'm happy for him. That's great. It's fun to watch him play. But he's not the best player on your team.
Well, and a lot of other things. Number one, you're on the road, okay? Number two, the officials don't want to have to blow the whistle unless they absolutely have to decide the game. So that play, when you look back at it, leaves you scratching your head.
You play for the tie at home, the win on the road. Your 7-foot stud center's already fouled out. So if you go to overtime, you're not going to have him.
Yeah. And that's another.
Why do you want to play for overtime in a place where you've struggled?
Mm-hmm.
Go for the win.
Yeah. Get it over with.
Get it over with. I mean, if you miss a three, so be it. You lose. But the way Brandon Paul's been shooting as of late, I mean, I think you got to put the ball in his hands coming off a screen. And maybe that was their plan, and maybe that got taken away, and Maniscalco had to improvise. Maybe that's very well
what happened.
It probably is.
Yeah.
But, man.
As any coach will tell you, you can only play what the defense gives you.
That's exactly right.
So, and you know, during that timeout, when they set that play up, Penn State was setting up the defense for it because they kind of figured that, well, let's face it, probably the guard's not going to get it.
Yeah. It's not a game of horse. There is defense involved.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And sometimes that's easy to forget. You know, the other team is trying too.
Trying to stop you.
Yes. They're also trying to win the game. So,
It is a Big Ten game, and you're on the road.
Right.
And these officials want to be hired again.
That's exactly right.
I shouldn't say that. But I think there is a tendency to swallow the whistle unless it's an absolutely obvious foul, because you don't want the officials deciding the game. Although they make, you know, innumerable decisions throughout the entire game. I don't think that's necessarily proper thinking, but that's how it is.
And in conference play, of course, you want to win your home games and try to go 500 on the road, bare minimum. But when you're on the road at the last team in the league, it's a game you got to win.
Yeah.
If you want to win the Big Ten Conference, that's a game you have to win. They squeaked one out at Northwestern earlier in the year. When you're at Penn State, you got to win that game. You got to find a way to win that game. Yeah. But they did not, so now they will try to rebound at home against Wisconsin tomorrow, and that is never an easy ball game, whether it's home or away. Wisconsin, year in, year out, they are a tough out.
Wisconsin is the type of ball club where if they beat you by 10 points, it's like being beaten by 20 points for most other teams because they control the tempo of the ball game. And it's very often you can see a Wisconsin team have a 5-point lead, but you never feel like they're in danger of losing the lead. Whereas other teams will have a 15-point lead, and you're going, geez, you know, a couple of turnovers and a couple of three-pointers on the other end, and these guys are in desperate straits. You just don't feel like Wisconsin has that.
We've always talked about on the high school level in girls basketball, Southwestern has an innate ability to make you play their pace, their style. Wisconsin does the same thing. The next thing you know, you look up, there's 5 minutes to go in the game, and it's 35-30.
Yes.
You know, they just slow it down and possession by possession.
And they have a shot clock, but they draw that shot clock all the way down. They're not afraid to make that extra pass or two or, you know, set that extra screen.
You see Wisconsin get down in the last 10 seconds of the shot clock. They never appear panicky. No. They look like they're right where they want to be, and they inevitably get a good shot. Conversely, for Illinois, when they get working against the shot clock, it seems like they're disjointed, and they wind up just jacking up a desperation shot.
Well, and how many times have we seen Illinois come down just 5 seconds into the new 35-second shot clock and put up a shot?
Yep.
I
don't know.
The defense doesn't even have a chance to work. I don't get that. So
yeah, Illinois, they are a perplexing team.
They really are,
to say the least. And you know, they always play down to the level of their competition, but they don't necessarily always play up to the level of their competition. You know, they will lose to the worst teams in the Big Ten and then still get trounced by the best teams in the Big
Ten. But it also says something about the Big Ten.
It does. Oh, the Big Ten's nasty. I mean, it's the toughest conference in America this year. There's no doubt about it, hands down.
It, you know, you go on the road, it's a snake pit.
No matter
what arena you play in, you're going to find trouble. So
yeah, and if they never have to go back to state college, I don't think Bruce Weber will be complaining too much because they cannot win there.
And I think high school teams have pits that they have to go to that they just don't play well. And you know, every sports team has a team that you should beat and you don't.
Yep.
I don't care what the sport is. There's always one team, maybe one pitcher if you're a baseball team. You know, a place to go in football, in the National Football League or in hockey. You just don't play well there. I don't know.
For whatever reason, the New Orleans Saints have not played well in St. Louis the last few years. The Rams have been awful, as everyone knows, but the Saints have lost their last two games, I believe, in St. Louis. Believe that? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they lost the year they won the Super Bowl, and they lost again this year inexplicably. So that's sports. That's why they play the game.
That's why they sell tickets.
Was that at the Dome or was that in London?
It was out the Dome.
Okay.
It was out the Dome. Okay. I don't I don't understand why everybody's so upset about the Rams playing in London. I don't get it. I think it's neat.
Because it's
cool.
Fear because of the lease thing, and this is a precursor of the Rams possibly moving to L.A.
You know what?
People need to relax.
If the people of St. Louis can't support the Rams, they ought to move.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Did we have any blackout dates this year? No.
That's because the Rams bought up most of the tickets, but I personally don't see the Rams going back to L.A.
I don't
they
either.
Left L.A. for a reason, because people didn't support them. Why would it be any different this time around? I don't think it would be. I really don't. Now, the Rams, I think there's a real possibility they could move to London, because the NFL wants to put a team in London. They've stated that as one of their goals, and I think it's a real possibility that this could be a trial run for the Rams to go to London, because Stan Kroenke owns a European soccer club.
Well, he owns Arsenal.
Yeah.
Now, the problem you have with that thinking is the logistics.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare, but I think you're going to have at least two more teams in Europe to justify you could go over there for maybe a 2 or 3 week period and stay over there before coming back.
That's right.
Just a thought, like a road trip.
That's right. And you're right. It would be a logistical nightmare. It would just be awful. But the NFL, they are bound and determined for whatever reason to get a club in London. I don't understand why.
It's the wrong kind of football.
It is. Oh, absolutely. NFL Europe failed for a reason.
It is.
They tried with NFL Europe. It didn't work.
Yeah.
But they're convinced that that's what they want to do. But the London game, to me, it's intriguing. Like, when they've been going over there the last 5 or 6 years playing the game, it sells out. I mean, it is a popular event over there, but it's popular because it's a novelty.
It's a novelty.
It's their
once-a-year thing.
Right. You put a team over there, it's different. But me personally, as a Rams fan, and I've been a Rams fan since they moved to St. Louis, I like the fact that they're going to London. I think it's neat because it gets a chance to broaden their horizons. You know, they're not just going to be stuck now in the St. Louis market. Now, that game is highlighted. You know, that's a national game. It's basically like having a Monday night or a Sunday night game. And people seem to be agitated because it's taking away a home game. Well, guess what? If the Rams fans were buying up the 70,000 tickets that went to the Dome, it wouldn't be moved over
That's
there.
That's true.
Wait a minute.
But the atmosphere at the Dome has been pathetic. The ticket sales have been lax, but rightfully so, because the product stinks.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing that's upsetting the Rams fan is the game that they chose to play over in London, of all the games, the sellout that would probably happen, the Patriots.
Well, first you got to remember, though, Tobin, you're forgetting the number one thing about this game. It's marketing.
Yeah.
To get probably one of the most famous teams in the NFL in Europe are the Patriots.
That's right.
Well, I understand that, but you don't think St. Louis would want to crack at Boo and Belichick or Brady?
You didn't let me finish. The Rams are not the draw in London. It's the Patriots that are the draw in London. The Rams are squat. Okay.
That's exactly right.
They're squat. The draw is the Patriots.
Well, they'll be there for the next 3 years.
Well, you know, the draw is not the Rams. I'm telling you right now. Mm. Unless the Rams go 10-4 or 10-, whatever it is.
If the Rams start improving, which they should under Jeff Fisher, then by the third year, they will be the draw there.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I have no problem with what the Rams are doing. They're trying to broaden
their
brand. You know, they're trying to make their franchise more marketable. And if the franchise is more marketable, that's good for everyone involved.
Now, where else would you put teams in Europe?
That's a good question. I don't know if they would want to go all the way through Europe or keep it in England. I don't know.
I'd say Munich would be a good one.
Yeah. I mean, the NFL Europe didn't do well. But you have to remember, too, the NFL Europe was basically like minor league football.
It was minor league football. If you put an actual NFL team in there.
Right.
And maybe just two or three. You know, baseball went to the West Coast when two teams went West.
Yeah, that's true. It would be very interesting. Like, honestly, the NFL over there is starting to grow on me. When I first heard about them playing a regular season game in London, I thought, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. But the more they do it, it's like, you know what, it's not that bad. And it's not like flying to London now. It's like, you know, going to London in 1875. You know, you're not hopping on the Mayflower and making the long trek across the pond. No.
Yeah.
We're going to fly first class, maybe fall asleep, watch a DVD, get a meal in me, then we'll land. You know,
nobody
it's not a big deal.
Nobody has scurvy because they don't have any sunlight or vitamin C.
But I do agree with you. The Rams probably will not move to L.A. Here's why. Because
I just told
AEG,
you why.
AEG, I'm giving you my reasoning, because AEG wants to own the team. Stan Kroenke just got his hands on the team. There is no way in heck he's going to give up that control to move the team to L.A. I think the Raiders are a possibility. I think the Raiders are a very good possibility.
Raiders could go. They've mentioned how they'd like to go back to L.A. The Chargers are a real possibility. The San Diego Chargers have a better chance of going to L.A. than the Rams. And the Rams always come up because obviously they moved from L.A. They moved from L.A. because no one supported them. So why would you go back? Why would you go back?
Because L.A.
In St. Louis, you at least have the fact that you won a Super Bowl and played at another in the city of St. Louis. Why go back to a town that you know, if you're not great, they're not going to support you? Because they haven't had to put up with the team for 15 years, so they get to watch whatever game they want. Why would you want to go back to a place that you know is not going to support you?
Well, technically, the Rams played in Anaheim. The Raiders actually played in
it's
L.A.
It's all the same out there. Well, just ask Albert. He doesn't know if he's living in Anaheim, or L.A. Yeah, he's got no idea.
I'm just making
so they were the Los, they were the Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim in Orange County, just down the way from L.A. That's what they really were.
Probably.
Essentially.
Is this kind of like Mont Olive White City?
It's very confusing.
Absolutely.
It's very, what it it's is, like very Mont confusing. Mont Olive White City. Kind
absolutely.
Of Kincaid Bull Pit.
That's,
you know.
Like, I wonder, like, people in Anaheim are so
Hillsboro
quick.
Hillsboro Shram, Hillsboro TS. You know.
The Anaheim people so quick to say, we live in L.A. But I never hear an L.A. person say, oh, yeah, I'm from Anaheim.
Yeah.
You know, you don't hear it coming back the other way. Oh, yeah, I'm from Anaheim.
Where are you from? You sound like you're from Chicago. No, I'm from Joliet. No, you sound like you're from Chicago to me. Sorry.
No.
No, I'm from Joliet. No.
Well, you get people in Chicago. I'm from Springfield. Oh, so you're from a southern suburb.
That's right.
A south suburb.
From the deep south.
The deep south of Springfield. That's exactly right.
Where are you from? Cairo. Oh, you're in Kentucky. Oh, Mississippi? Oh, wow. Okay.
See, well, you get in Cairo, you're pretty close. That is down there.
Cairo is at the tip.
Down there.
It's at the tip, yes.
I'll always remember Cairo from the 93 state tournament. Yeah. Staunton was up there. They had Tyrone Nesby.
Tyrone Nesby, yes. He had a little flash to him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Those were the days, 93. Yes. That was a good
Staunton
year.
Staunton alum over there is reminiscing.
That was a good year in Bulldog Country.
Yes, it was a great year in Bulldog Country.
It was a great year in both
Bulldog Country, Verdon and Staunton.
Yeah, who would think Staunton would be the state champ, yet they didn't win the county? How about that?
That was the only time you could probably go into Staunton and rob a store. I'm not saying this legitimately, because everyone in Staunton was at Assembly Hall.
I was there. I'm not even from Staunton. That's the first state tournament
I ever
went to.
You're close enough. You're Bunker
Hill. That year, the first year we ever went.
You're close enough. You're Bunker Hill. That's close enough.
Watch your mouth.
We're going to have a rumble here on the sports show.
Royal Rumble is coming to St. Louis.
Oh, boy.
Sorry I opened my mouth.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
Shouldn't have done that.
The Macoupin County Tournament has made its way to Mount Olive as we smoothly segue away from the Royal Rumble.
Is that what you call it?
Sure, something like that. Live coverage coming up at noon today here on WSMI FM 106. And Terry, a very intriguing girls' championship game between North Mac and Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill is actually the only team to beat North Mac in the county this year. They had a regular season matchup earlier. Bunker Hill won it. Double digits. It was at Bunker Hill, so now they get the rematch. Of course, strangely enough, Verdon or Girard never won the county in the girls' tournament, but North Mac played for the title last year, and they're right back in the championship game again this year. That, to me, is going to be a very good ball game.
That should be an excellent ball game, and I think this is an interesting rivalry because you've got North versus South in the county. And when you generally have that separation, it makes for a pretty good battle for the championship in the Macoupin County tournament. And the girls' tournament's just like the boys. I mean, if it's North Mac boys and Southwestern or Bunker Hill boys, whoever it is, that always makes for a great matchup.
So. And no matter who faces the Bunker Hill Minutemen in the boys' championship game, it's going to be a good rival game, whether it's Staunton or Southwestern. Historically, have always been a good rivalry.
Two good rivals for Bunker Hill there, and not going to be an easy game at all.
Oh, no.
And the thing with Bunker Hill, probably working to their advantage is the fact that they're going to play a game on Tuesday night before they play on Wednesday night. I'll be honest with you, because I think when you're off for a long time, that just doesn't necessarily help you a lot. You need a game.
That's right. It would have been a strange dynamic had the tournament gone on as originally scheduled tonight, because Bunker Hill would have been coming off 4 days off, whereas whoever they were facing the championship game would have just played the night before. So now Bunker Hill will have played on Tuesday night and then come back and play on Wednesday. I would imagine whether it's Staunton or Southwestern, they've probably got a game Tuesday night as well. So the playing field will be a little bit more level for the boys' championship game on Wednesday night now.
And I don't know how coaches think, but I know that even with the little kids that I was involved with, whether it was, you know, soccer, whatever, you know, if you didn't have practice the day before the game or a couple days before the game, kids were lost.
Yep.
You know, you get them into that mode of thinking basketball. You get them into that mode of thinking whatever the sport is, and then they're ready to go. So I think playing on a Tuesday and then coming back playing on a Wednesday probably has an advantage for the teams that are involved in the championship game. You know, two nights in a row, no big deal. Four nights in a row, okay, you got weary legs. But two
right.
nights in a row, this time of year, shouldn't bother you.
You wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
Of course,
you're 18 and younger, for goodness sakes.
And it's always a little different, too, when you play on a Saturday when you don't have
yes.
school. You know, sometimes that affects teams in different ways. So it'll be an interesting day at the county.
And we talk about getting into that mindset. You know, the routine is a big part of it. And probably baseball players are the most superstitious group of athletes ever. But I think every group of athletes likes to have that routine, and that's why probably games on Saturdays are a little bit disruptive sometimes if you don't have school.
And so
what do you do all day?
Lay around.
Well, you lay around, and that's not necessarily good, and then go play a basketball
game.
That's
right. So. Yeah, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. So we need a break.
No, we're okay. We're okay.
We're okay.
We're okay? We're all right?
Sorry. Yeah.
Squeak there. Was it a late night last night, Tobe?
No.
Would you have wrestling last night?
Yeah, they had me doing some PA work for the Hillsboro wrestling team.
So Choppers. Okay.
They inducted Adam Anderson to the 100 Win Club over at over in Topperville. So
very good.
Excellent. So, well, anyway, you can check our website for all of our broadcast schedules for high school basketball and Illini basketball, and of course next week we'll be talking girls regional tournaments because it'll be that time of year.
Where'd the basketball season go?
They start the week of the 6th of February. So it'll be a week from 2 weeks from Monday.
Usually it's this type of weather that comes that week.
Yeah.
Mother Nature.
It's either or. You either have the really bad cold weather or you have almost late spring weather where you don't even need a jacket going into the gymnasium. It's one or the other. It's nothing in between.
Oh, very seldom have that.
Oh, no. It's Illinois.
We can't
be having that.
I will say this. This weather pattern has just been strange.
What's odd? Well, it's going to be 50 on Sunday.
That's fine with me.
Upper 40s.
Very odd.
That's fine with me. For the people who say, oh, I hate 95-degree weather, remember this day.
That's right.
Remember
yesterday. Well, that's what I told myself that I was going to remember this winter when it got real cold, July, when it was 100 degrees for like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. But you never slipped on the ice.
That's right.
You never slipped on the. You never couldn't stop the car because of a slick pavement.
So true.
Yeah. See?
So true. I did a nice fishtail on my way in this morning when I was making my trip to U-Belts.
Did you?
Yeah. Because the highways are clear.
Yeah.
The side streets, not so much. So I made that right onto 66. And next thing my back end is all the way in the left lane.
I
like a NASCAR driver.
I kind of creeped into work this morning, nice and slow. You know, not taking any.
Any chances.
I get on the road here, but next to the radio station, that's usually
the slickest road you'll encounter.
Oh, and next to the parking lot.
I remember.
Yeah, the parking lot.
I remember last year when we had the big snowstorm, I came in here and my car got pulled in.
Stuck out.
Get into the ditch.
I remember that. You're not the only one to be stuck there.
I remember
trying to escape the drifts in the back parking lot years ago and cutting across the road, across the yard, and I got stuck there.
Uh-oh.
I got an earful.
Yeah, that's a tough one to explain.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what happened.
Well, there were no drifts there, but it was kind of slick.
We do need to take a break.
Do we
need
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sports Saturday rolls on after this.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
The new year means a fresh start. And the freshest start of all is Farmer-Owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For years, Farmer-Owned Prairie Farms has taken top honors at the Illinois State Fair and has always stood for quality. Farmer-Owned Prairie Farms pure creamy butter, real sour cream, Prairie Farms half and half, French onion dip, yogurt and milk, and 100% pure Farmer-Owned Prairie Farms orange juice. They're all the best and available at your local grocers. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer-Owned.
Listen for all the Illini broadcasts on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Sloan Implement in Carlinville, Verdon, Litchfield, and Vandalia. Shipman Elevator, proud to be farmer-owned. Newhouse Heating and Cooling in Litchfield, your Lennox and Geo Comfort dealer. Wernsing's Appliances and Video in beautiful downtown Litchfield and Carlinville. Bishop Motors, family-owned in Staunton and Litchfield. And by Quality Flooring, 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16, quality you can stand on.
And at 9:46, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Mostly cloudy skies for today. We'll have a high of around 30. Mostly cloudy skies continuing on through tonight. We'll have a low of around 25 degrees. Now keep in mind, the temperatures will be slowly rising after midnight. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, expect a high of around 48 degrees. And then into Sunday night, breezy, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Lows will be in the mid-30s. Mother Nature is really playing a sick, sick joke on us right now. Temperature right now is 22 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Oh, the things we say behind the air when we're in commercial. It's 9:48. Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize and Terry Toad.
Just wait for the director's cut.
That's right. That's the key. All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit here, and we're going to talk some dancing.
What, did you go Boston on me? You were going to talk?
We're going to talk and stop pronouncing our R's here on Sports Saturday.
That's something straight out of Cincinnati.
Is this Dancing with the Scars?
Dancing with the Scars. Mr. Donnie Downs, himself. Orange and black is where it's at. However you want to introduce the man, here he is, Donnie Downs. Good morning, Donnie.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
He is in the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Well.
The house will never be the same.
No.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what we got going on here.
Well, Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard have been doing a great job promoting the Stamp Out Cancer this year.
Mm-hmm. Donnie, just very quickly, that's one of the teams helping to raise money for the MCCA, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You talking about myself and my dance partner?
Yes.
Or Zach and Leslie? Zach and Leslie, no, they're not dancing. They're just coordinating the whole thing.
Okay.
They busted their rear ends. They're doing a great job promoting it.
Okay.
And now Melanie Tisco and I, Melanie T and Donnie D, we're going to do what we can do to get a few votes out there.
That sounds like an FCC violation.
I don't think that it's going to be won by anybody's dancing expertise.
You don't think so?
I don't believe so.
Oh, no.
No.
Now, what type of dances are we looking at here?
Well, you just have to come out and see that.
It's a secret.
Well, we're done with this conversation.
It's a secret, huh?
Junior high slow dance. Junior high hip.
The box step?
Yeah.
No. We may be all banged up here. We've got three bad knees between the two of us.
Dancing
That's
with
not
the scars.
Good.
See,
dancing
I would tell
scars.
You.
Yeah.
We'll definitely do something to entertain them. People.
Now that I believe.
I'll guarantee you there'll be some smiles on some. There'll be some people laughing, that's for sure.
Oh,
and you know what? I've been laughed at before. What the heck?
Yeah.
Might as well do it for a good cause. That's
exactly right. When is this happening, Donnie?
Next Saturday evening at the KC Hall in Taylor Springs.
So has your training been pretty intense?
Well, let me tell you this. It's I've been concentrating on just trying to walk without a stinking lip.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been interesting.
See, I can see Donnie here. This is how Donnie will dance. He'll stand there like the Fonz used to.
Ooh.
And then Melanie will be dancing around him.
Is that true, Donnie?
That's how I see it.
Well,
is that true?
Am I on task here?
I can't reveal those
okay,
things.
Okay.
Top secret, huh?
Oh, you've got some.
Of course, now, some of the people listening may not know who the Fonz is. Because it might be
think?
A generational thing.
I even know who the Fonz
you know
is.
I know
okay.
the Fonz
okay. is. Yeah, I know
okay.
the Fonz.
Okay.
Well, let me say this. There'll be a character from back in those days, maybe.
Oh.
A little tease.
You just never know.
The double D tease.
I'm thinking
know.
John Travolta.
Yeah. Grease.
I'm thinking.
You never know. Anyway.
Grease is the word.
It's been a pretty good deal. They raised 10 grand last year with the celebrity bartenders event out at the country club, and it was so big it was, you know,
shut down.
Yeah, well, it just Zach actually whooped the UFC champ Matt Hughes.
Oh wow!
By gosh, yes he did.
Took
watch
down. Your mouth, Donnie.
That was bartending. That wasn't fighting. That was bartending.
Okay. Yeah,
that was bartending. He raised a whole lot more money than Mr. Hughes did.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't think Mr. Hughes' work ethics pertain to the bartending skills.
No. But it
he
all
got,
went to a
he
good
got more
cause.
Board things on his mind.
Yeah, probably so. which I'm probably going to get thumped the next time I see.
Oh, yeah.
Probably so.
Oh, yeah.
Your other knee's going to be messed up.
Well, it already is. Yes, sir.
Pretty tough to walk with two broken legs, Donnie.
Well, I know.
While we have you on the phone, Mr. Reds, your Reds, let's see, you've signed Madsen. You've got a couple, you've made some improvements.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Yeah, they will.
Donnie, I said the other day, in my opinion, I think the Reds are the favorite to win the division.
You know, I'm liking you more and more every day.
I mean, look at it. They got the starting pitcher in Latos.
Yeah.
They got the closer in Mats, and they got the lefty specialist in Marshall. Now they've signed Ludwig to play left field, presumably, with some pop. So, to me, you add that to what they already had with Phillips and Votto and if Roland's healthy, mm-hmm. I think they're the team to beat.
You're talking about Boo Phillips, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
He's no longer public enemy number one in St. Louis, though.
Yeah.
Niger Morgan has proudly taken that torch.
Well,
or did Albert take that throne?
I think Niger Morgan's still
okay.
up there.
Okay.
Albert will still be a fan favorite. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I mean, the jury's still out on that one. They're deliberating
but,
for at
you know,
least another
he'll
year.
He'll never go down as being one of the all-time greats like Stan the Man.
No, he will not.
No, he will not.
He ruined it. He would have been the best ever. Ever.
So you got your dance routine ready to go, huh?
We're working on it some. Yeah.
All right. So that's happening next Saturday?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Double D.
And, you know, it's not just about, you know, yeah, I'm not on here to say... Hey, vote for us.
Yeah, you are.
Well, it's part of the
reason.
You know, it'll be fun. It's going to be fun. You know, everybody knows somebody. Everybody's lives have been touched by someone that's had cancer.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a terrible disease. And all these funds are going to be used around Montgomery County for cancer patients, and it's used here locally. So it's a good deal. And, you know, I know the Gaylors, they've been... Grandpa Gaylor's having had in the newspaper, and you know they're trying to get votes. They're sending out letters, and yeah, it's a good deal. My wife's got a jar up at her beauty shop, and I know Melanie's got one. As I think Missy Sellers has one, and Paul's been working. Paul Sellers, he's been working the Facebook. It's all for a good cause. And last year they raised 10 grand in that one night,
mm-hmm.
and Zach set the bar. He wants to do 20 grand. He thinks they're going to do 20, and I really believe, I told Zach just the other day, I think you're going to surpass 20 grand this year.
I think so, too.
It's been very positive.
Now, this is Donnie's dedication here. He is doing this on a night Litchfield plays Hillsboro in girls basketball.
Yeah, that's going to... That's
going to kill you, Donnie.
It is. I want to find some way to get out and sneak out just so I can do one T-O-P-P.
ERS.
Hey, if you want to do it right now, Donnie, go ahead, and then we'll let you go.
Well, nobody will talk about it. No, I don't want to do that.
You don't?
Well, I do, but that's not right.
All right, Donnie.
Well, Donnie, the good news is that there's an Illini game early on Saturday night, and right after the Illini game, we'll have the broadcast of the Litchfield-Hillsboro game, so you'll be able to hear it all.
Well, hey, after, I know there'll still, unless it's a total sellout, I know there's some people that have bought tickets that are going to the basketball game than coming down and.
Ah,
I'm one of them.
Yeah, well, I wish that they could move the game up to about 5 o'clock and everybody could come. That way I could go to both of them. Yeah. See?
Donnie, we wish you the best of luck next Saturday. I hope you can make it through physically.
Me too.
We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, Donnie Downs, Double D himself. And, Terry, it's always amazing. I mean, everyone knows the times are tough now with the economy, this and that, but the generosity of people is always there. No matter what the situation may be financially for people, they always find a way to help others out, and that's what makes this country great.
Well, when you look at our area, and quite frankly, if you look at the unemployment rate and stuff like that, you know, our counties generally suffer. Mm-hmm. We're near the top of that list, unfortunately. But the compassion and the generosity of our citizens in this area is basically unsurpassed.
It's outstanding.
What MCCA make, 100,000 plus last year?
The first time ever they've surpassed over $100,000. Yeah.
$100,000
yeah.
From Montgomery County.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it stays in the county.
Yeah, that stays in the county.
And I've mentioned this on the Wednesday morning talk show and my talk shows that I do. It doesn't matter if you like a person or not, if you have a family or a situation that is in need, mm-hmm. they always step up. And
well, and Donnie mentioned, I mean, that's the thing about cancer. I mean, it's awful and terrible, but basically every person around has someone who's been affected by it in some capacity. So, I mean, it really hits home with every citizen.
The best thing that could ever happen is the fact that we wouldn't have to do these dances.
Exactly.
You know, that's what we're shooting for. That's the goal. So... While we have just a few seconds left, let's promote the fact that we've got the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament, the revised schedule at noon, Staunton versus Carlinville in the girls' fifth place game at 1:30, North Mac versus Carlinville in the boys' pool play at 3, the girls' third place game between Southwestern and Gillespie, the boys' pool play game between Staunton and Southwestern with the winner going to the championship game, and then the girls' title game, North Mac Bunker Hill. That all starts about high noon on WSMI FM 106 and on the internet as well at WSMIRadio.com. If you have family and friends out of the listening area, tell them to get their face next to their computer and get online.
Absolutely.
That would hurt. Face next to the computer.
Next to it, not into
I didn't
it.
Say, I didn't say it. I didn't say lay on the dang thing, Tobe. I said just get your face next to it so that you can operate it.
That's okay.
You can also find all cancellations on our website as well at WSMIRadio.com. Live coverage from the Macoupin County Tournament comes up at high noon here on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. Sports Saturday is done. For Tobin, Terry, I'm Tim. We're out. We'll talk to you next week.